Small business owners are always passionate about their work, and they have a lot on the line. Let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. Robert Half research indicates that 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Let's start with some Pittsburgh humor. This is comedian Tom Musial on WDVE in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's my dad's birthday a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get something really nice for my dad, something he's really going to like. So I got him this GPS system, you know, one of those nice ones with the sexy voice that talks to you while you're driving.
Right.
I'm like, he's going to love this thing.
Tom's dad, a lifelong Pittsburgher, couldn't make heads nor tails of the GPS's directions because, I am told, no one in Pittsburgh actually calls anything by its official name. It's not Interstate 376, it's the Parkway. It's not the Liberty Tunnel, it's the Tubes. So the joke goes, looking to help his dad out, Tom downloaded a special plugin that makes the GPS device give directions like a Pittsburgher.
Get on the Parkway going towards town. Get off like you're going to Kennywood, where you're going up a hill, under a railroad track, and you're making a left and a right at the same time. Go past that crazy church up there on stilts. Make a right, and if you go past where Swissville High School used to be, you went too far.
Where it used to be, yeah. You have to know where stuff used to be, otherwise you're in trouble.
Sometimes the stories of what used to be can have more meaning than what's actually here now.
The philosopher Guy Debord had a word for using your emotions and memories as a way of wayfinding. He called it psychogeography.
That's the philosopher Sam Greenspan.
And psychogeography is particularly useful in Pittsburgh.
So we passed Bob's Diner. Bob's Diner that we just passed used to be a car dealership. And I know that because it was a car dealership when I first moved to this area. And then the Family Dollar across the street there used to be a grocery store. And I don't know that one firsthand. That's just all through hearsay.
This is Pittsburgh resident Mike Nielsen.
This place is just rife with things that used to be things. It's like, it's kind of like history, you know? It's not history like George Washington and the Whiskey Rebellion, but this stuff is it's our history.
Mike is not from Pittsburgh. He grew up on the other side of the state. So when he moved there, he had a hard time figuring out how to get around because Pittsburghers are always telling him to turn left at something that isn't there anymore. And so one day, Mike was hanging out with his buddy Tom.
That is Tom Musial, the comedian from a minute ago.
Tom was trying out the Pittsburgher GPS routine on Mike.
As he kind of told it different ways, it was normally where there used to be that gas station or where there used to be that Italian restaurant. And you'd say, yeah, okay, you know, that's kind of funny. But I think in one telling of the joke or somewhere along the line, he said something about, you know, oh yeah, where there used to be that Pizza Hut. The light went off in my head. I said, ah, yes, the Pizza Hut.
For Mike, the former Pizza Hut was a beacon of light shining through a thick fog of impossible directions. Because here, in his friend's comedy routine, was the one Pittsburghese direction he could give that anyone, regardless of where they're from, could comprehend.
Turn left at the place that used to be a Pizza Hut.
There are two hallmarks of Pizza Hut architecture. One, the whole thing is built out of trapezoids. The windows are trapezoids, and they're framed by this kind of trapezoidal paneling on the exterior.
If you remember your geometry, you know that a trapezoid is a four-sided figure with two parallel sides and two non-parallel sides. It tends to look like a triangle with the top chopped off.
If you see the trapezoid windows, then you know it's an old Pizza Hut.
And then there's the roof, which often has oversized trapezoidal awnings. And where they all connect at the top is this big hump that just shoots into the air. The whole thing looks like a lid for the building, or a hat. Actually, when I was a kid, I thought hut and hat meant the same thing. Thank you, Pizza Hut.
Now, Pizza Huts don't all look like this. Franchise owners have a lot of freedom in how their stores look. Not every Pizza Hut has the lid roof and the trapezoid features, and some might be more distinctive than others. But there's still enough commonality in Pizza Huts that once you've seen one, you can easily identify any other.
In fact, the Pizza Hut School of Architecture is so distinctive that even when a Pizza Hut goes under and gets converted into a different business, you can still totally tell it used to be a Pizza Hut.
In every town across the world, there used to be a Pizza Hut. And most of them are still standing, and most of them are not still Pizza Huts. And so it's this image that we just all have and we're all so familiar with.
Okay, Mike is definitely overstating it here. Not every town in the world has a former Pizza Hut. And I couldn't get numbers on whether or not the majority of the old-school trapezoidal window-style Pizza Huts are still active Pizza Huts. But the fact remains, there is just something really funny and a little sad, but mostly funny, about seeing a former Pizza Hut get turned into something else.
The satirical newspaper The Onion thought so too. They once had a headline that read, "You can tell Area Bank used to be a Pizza Hut."
If The Onion thinks it's funny too, I'm validated.
And so Mike Nielsen did the only logical thing to do when you get obsessed with something. He started a blog. And his blog is called
Used to Be a Pizza Hut, which is a blog about the current uses of former Pizza Huts.
It is a global atlas of buildings that used to be Pizza Huts.
I can't defend it, so I'll just go ahead and say, yep, that's what I've been doing with some of my spare time.
He even coined a word for them.
I guess they're UTBAFs.
You know, what you get when you abbreviate used to be a Pizza Hut, UTBAPH. Though I don't think Mike had ever said it out loud.
UTBAF? Does that sound right? UTBAF. I mean, that sounds horrendous, but I guess that's that's just what it spells out to be. I should have done a better backronym. I should have thought of something that would spell out something really cool.
Mike started documenting UTBAFs around Pennsylvania, like Fat Pocket Pawn in North Versailles, with its trapezoidal windows done up in a kind of seafoam green with yellow trim. Pretty soon, he started getting submissions from across the U.S. and from Australia and New Zealand. Through this data set, Mike was able to chart some trends.
Sometimes there's still pizza restaurants, which I think makes sense too. They probably had pizza ovens in them that maybe stuck around.
There's Soprano's Pizzeria in York, Pennsylvania, and La Porchetta in Auckland, New Zealand.
There are even cases of Domino's Pizza moving into UTBAFs.
The gall.
And then there's a class of non-pizza restaurants.
Mexican and Asian restaurants, generally Chinese restaurants.
Chinese Hut in Toronto, Ontario.
Souvlaki Hut in Dandenong, Australia.
The structures that house these businesses all began life unmistakably as Pizza Huts.
But there are some more interesting ones. I think one of the most popular posts on the blog is the Des Moines Police Traffic Unit.
On that entry, Mike writes, and I quote, "We all love the idea of the police chief telling all the cops week after week that if they don't get their act together and get traffic violations under control, they will have to work at a Pizza Hut. And then the mayor coming in and breaking the news that they would indeed all be working in a Pizza Hut. Evidence room in the cooler, interrogations happening in the booths, secretaries playing tabletop Pac-Man instead of solitaire. That is how I picture this one. And I love it."
There's a funeral home in Australia that is in a former Pizza Hut.
Olson's Funerals in Revesby, New South Wales.
And the crown jewel of all UTBAFs, Brisbane, Australia's Chaos Adult Concepts. Chaos and concepts are spelled with K's.
It was an adult bookstore and it had all the windows kind of boarded up, you know, as adult bookstores tend to.
Though I'm guessing most adult bookstores don't have to have their window coverings cut into trapezoids. Now, I should say that Mike doesn't have any particular affinity for Pizza Hut. Sure, he went there as a kid, ate some personal pan pizzas, played some tabletop Pac-Man, drank Pepsi out of translucent red plastic cups. But it's not like he's nostalgic. He just thought UTBAFs were funny.
I'm a pretty easily amused kind of guy. And so I thought it was funny, but I think a lot of things are funny.
But I think it's more than funny. Mike's project points to the fact that there just aren't too many companies whose very name describes their own signature brand of mass-produced architecture that they themselves inhabit.
Although Pizza Hut never meant for architecture to be the focus of their brand, at least not at first.
Pizza Hut was founded in 1958 in Wichita, Kansas. It was actually founded by two brothers who were students at Wichita State University. And with that, you know, 56 years later, it's grown into the world's largest pizza company with more than 14,000 restaurants around the world.
Doug Turfer is the public relations director at Pizza Hut. He says that when Pizza Hut's founders, the brothers Frank and Dan Carney, bought their first building, they got a sign that only had room for 8 letters.
It had room for pizza on top, but it only had room for 3 characters or 3 letters underneath that.
And any Scrabble player knows that there are really only so many 3-letter words.
Pizza dad, pizza sad, pizza eel.
And they kind of looked at the shape of their building and thought, well, it kind of looks like a hut. So maybe we call it Pizza Hut.
So if they had 4 letters, maybe it would have been called Pizza Shed?
Yeah, Pizza Zone, Pizza something like that.
Now, the original Pizza Hut is still around, though not in operation.
It's an upbath.
It's been moved to the campus of the founder's alma mater, Wichita State.
Just outside their school of entrepreneurialism.
The first Pizza Hut is commemorated with a plaque.
And if not for that plaque, you'd have no idea what it is. It just looks like a tiny brick house, nary a trapezoid anywhere. Pizza Hut's signature look came later. That was the work of an architect, a friend and classmate of the Carney brothers.
A guy by the name of Richard Burke.
Burke wanted $32,000 to do the design. The Carneys counteroffered with $100 per Pizza Hut to subsequently open. Burke accepted and created a lot of the features that we can now recognize today, irrefutably, as Pizza Huts.
And from there, Pizza Hut's architecture and their corporate image became intertwined.
And so the Carneys and their franchisees began lining the American landscape with hut after hut after hut. But in their ascendancy, Pizza Hut couldn't or simply wouldn't imagine a time when the people would not come out in droves to enjoy a personal pan pizza or a zesty breadstick. As market trends shifted away from the dine-in experience and on to delivery, many Pizza Huts closed. And as their trapezoidal windows went dark, and their roof humps rose up over empty parking lots, it was as if the company had littered the world with monuments to its own decline.
It reminds you that there used to be Pizza Huts everywhere and that there aren't anymore. We see the old Pizza Huts laying around, the sort of the dead carcasses along the road.
And now Pizza Hut's architectural legacy is one that will remind passersby of the company's failure to thrive in every single place it ever failed to thrive.
But Doug Turfer of Pizza Hut, he thinks that utbaths are a triumph.
We're pretty proud of the fact that our business became so recognizable that you can just look at a building and recognize that even as it got turned into something and then maybe even turned over into something else again, that when you just look at it, people know that used to be a Pizza Hut. That's really cool to us.
I have to say, I think I'm with Doug on this one. Yes, the hubris of Pizza Hut is the stuff of Greek tragedy. But this is not a story about failure. It's a story about hope, about what can be reclaimed, about the possibilities for what might emerge out of what couldn't have ever been dreamed up from the outset.
A mollusk dies and a hermit crab moves into its shell.
But Pizza Hut is actually curbing the rise of utbaths. In the late 1990s and early aughts, the company shifted towards a carry-out and delivery model. Today, about half the Pizza Huts in the U.S. operate out of generic, glass box-looking structures.
No trapezoids, no sloped roofs. They don't stand out.
In fact, a newer-style Pizza Hut near my apartment just went out of business. And if I hadn't ever seen it in operation, there'd be no way to know what it once was. Now that I've seen the next generation of faceless, used-to-be-a-Pizza Huts, I think that if Pizza Hut phases out their signature buildings, it will be a huge mistake. Because Pizza Hut has achieved a level of greatness here. I mean, how many other structures have there ever been in history whose true essence can shine through whatever might come after it? If you opened a hamburger joint in the Great Pyramid of Giza, it will always, first and foremost, be the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Turn left at the place that used to be the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Like the pyramid, the Pizza Hut, the humble Pizza Hut, succeeds in etching its identity onto everything else that will ever come after it. It is at that level. The Pizza Hut manages to constantly remind everyone, hey, I was here. I am the place with the personal pan pizzas, with the translucent red plastic cups, with the tabletop Pac-Man. So let us stand in awe of the mighty Pizza Hut, which, more than just about any other once-beloved establishment since crumbled beneath the sands of time, can reach into the future and proclaim, just try and forget about me. Just try.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Sam Greenspan, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars, with help from Margaret Krause. Thanks also to Andrew Wasson, who wrote about the history of Pizza Hut architecture for the zine Derry River. We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco and produced out of the offices of ArcSign, a brilliant architecture firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California.
If thinking about salsa in a variety of delicious flavors and heat levels makes your mouth water, you need to check out Green Mountain Gringo. With the medium salsa, you get hearty chunks of tomatoes, tomatillos, peppers, and onions in every scoop. The hot salsa brings flavorful heat to every meal, with each bite containing jalapenos, serrano peppers, and other savory herbs. Plus, they've got a hot sauce with a tangy, spicy flavor that enhances the simplest of meals. We've been going through a really big cheese quesadilla phase in our house. I don't know why. Every kid wants one. So I cracked open the medium salsa to make everyone happy, and I'll save the hot one just for me. Visit greenmountaingringo.com and start shopping. Use the store locator to find Green Mountain Gringo products, get inspiration for recipes, and purchase products using promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off. That's promo code PODCAST24. Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all the stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Arkel believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Everyone who's listened to this show for years knows how in the bag I am for Arkel furniture. I love it. I have a ton of it in my home. But our sound engineer, Martin Gonzalez, just redid his whole living room with Arkel. He sent me a picture, and it was almost comical how much Arkel furniture he stuffed into his Brooklyn apartment. So I'm going to let him tell you what he thinks.
I'm sitting here enjoying my brand new Arkel living room set. I replaced my junky, free, and Craigslisted furniture with a very nice set from the Senni collection. I got a sofa, love seat, and chair, all in matching volcanic gray. Were delivered right to my door. All I did was pop open the boxes and screw some legs on. I am so much more excited to have people over now that I'm not embarrassed of my furniture. I did, in fact, use this offer code that Rowan is about to tell you.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/99, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. 99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago. I built it with Squarespace tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. I tweet at Roman Mars. Sam tweets at Sam Listens. Avery tweets at Troubleman. We also have a Tumblr that's really fantastic. But if you want lots more about Up Baths, photos of the original Pizza Hut complete with a plaque and a completely different comedy sketch about Pittsburgh directions that also references a Pizza Hut, go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.